details. Visit letterkennycu.ie.
Now, we are going to discuss pedestrian safety in the Milford area with a couple of guests. I'm going to say good morning first to Dr. Mohammed Mozam Golzar, who's a GP in the Milford Health Centre. Doctor, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Greg, for having me. Thank you.
Now, a group of GPs, it doesn't happen too often, right? So I think it's significant in that a group of six GPs have come together calling for the urgent provision of a pedestrian footpath along the R245 between the Mulroy Woods Hotel and, I suppose you could say, Lidl in Milford. I would be on this road from time to time, and, you know, it looks perilous when people are walking up and down this road. So from your perspective, Mohammed, what are the problems? What needs to be done?
As you already mentioned, it's an issue of public safety, to be honest. So this stretch of road currently has no footpath at all. It's a single carriageway. It's a speed limit of 80 kilometers per hour, where we can imagine how fast vehicles can go. Yet it is used by the elderly residents and parents pushing prams actually on the road. And there are some international asylum seekers and, you know, protection applicants and living in Mulroy Woods Hotel. They use this road routinely. So it's just a risk for public safety. And especially during these dark, wet winter months, it's generally dangerous.
And it feels to be almost, and it's horrible to say this, Doctor, an inevitability of something, you know, because people need to move from point A to B. Obviously, cars are going to be on the road. And as you described, it's a very dark, wet, narrow stretch of road, but it's a very significant road as well. So, as I say, it feels like if we don't do something, something more serious is going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. As you said, and to be honest, this isn't about politics or blame, or, you know, we're not trying to blame anybody. It's just raising this issue about protecting lives. A simple footpath will make Milford safer. You know, it's a very minor thing in the bigger picture, and it's just will save life. And we don't need to wait for something tragic to happen before we act, you know what I mean?
Yes, and I mean, you are, and the other GPs are knowledgeable enough to know, you know, we can talk about the planning process, we can talk about funding and all, we know all of that. You're accepting those things, but this is so pressing that those things need to be sped up.
Exactly. And you know, as local GPs, we see firsthand how simple things like a small, safe footpath can make a real difference in people's life and make life safe, you know. And there have been some work done already. We are thankful to Councillor Declan Meehan as well and others who have been working on this project. And we've been told there have been some funding approved already, but that's not enough. It's only for phase one. They need more funding for moving on further to start this project. But again, that was the reason of, you know, pushing this again and again, to rather just waiting on all the procedural proceedings and, you know, the meetings and everything. If this can be sped up, that would end up, you know, saving lives. Yeah.
And Dr. Mohammed, we can talk of, there's a couple of cohorts of people here, and I'm just interested in how big the second cohort is. There are those who will need to walk into Milford or to go and do some shopping. But I'd imagine there's a chunk of people, Doctor, who are almost bound to their house, if I could put it like that, because they don't want to roll the dice of walking that road. So in other words, they don't access the outside world.
Exactly, you're right. And I would say the people who we see at the moment, some of them, I won't say all of them, but some of them are from the, you know, the international protection applicants, and they don't have access. They don't have their own cars. Mm. They don't have all the time access to the public transport on that area. So they have no option to just, you know, they have to get out on the road. And the things we see which are very disturbing is, we see pregnant ladies walking on the road, ladies walking with the prams, you know, babies in the pram. And it's when we are driving on the road, it's very difficult and dangerous for the drivers as well, you know, in these dark hours.
Yeah, for sure. And no one wants to be responsible for injury or loss of life. Stay where you are, because you did reference Councillor Declan Meehan. He joins us on this issue as well. Declan, good morning to you. And I know, Dr. Mohammed has pointed out, you and other councillors have, you know, pressed the need for this footpath. It's been the subject of a few motions and what have you. So, you know, we're pushing an open door in terms of a political will for it.
Yeah, look, thanks for having me on, Greg. I think this is a really important issue. It's one that goes back in Milford for over 30 years. This isn't a recent issue, but obviously development since maybe April 2022 has made the case for a footpath between Little and the Mulroy Woods Hotel more pressing in terms of a safety issue. Just, I suppose, it might be helpful for listeners to run through a bit of a timeline, Greg. In July 2024, the first motion I ever brought to Donegal County Council was that Donegal County Council would explore all options for funding, including the Community Recognition Fund, to fund the footpath in this place. That was passed, obviously, at municipal district level. And in June of this year, that application was made by the roads team of Donegal County Council, and they worked on a road design project for a footpath there. And in June of this year, that funding was secured under the Community Recognition Fund, and it was €125,000. And then in September of this year, the council passed planning, party planning for the project, for the entire project, which includes small kind of alterations to the junction at Little, which will make that safer as well. Basically, the hope now is that work would commence on this, Greg, in the first quarter of the new year, first quarter 2026. But the reality that we're faced with in this, we've had clarity from the roads team on this, that €125,000 that's been secured won't be enough to do all of it. It will be enough to do the preliminary work around the Little Junction, and maybe somewhat of a footpath extension from the Mulroy Court housing estate. So there's a gap there in funding. There's more funding that we need to secure. So when you're talking about pushing against an open door in terms of political will, it's our job as councillors to ensure that we keep pushing for the rest of that funding that's needed.
And where does that funding come from? What are the funding avenues there, Declan?
That's a good question, and this is actually one of the biggest obstacles to that footpath. So when we talk about footpath funding, usually that comes through active travel from the NTA, National Transport Authority. But active travel projects are by and large only within the 50 kilometre an hour speed zone. And this footpath lies outside that speed zone. And so therefore, it's difficult to get funding through the regular mechanisms. And that's why I had pushed for an application to the Community Recognition Fund, because we have to think outside the box when we're looking at funding for this project. There are a number of other funds that we could potentially tap into. And one that I would be looking at the council to explore is the Outdoor Recreation Infrastructure Scheme, which is ORIS. And that funds footpaths that are part of walking trails. And I think it's really important to emphasise that this, as important as this footpath is to the residents of the Mulroy Woods Hotel, this is also a key piece of infrastructure in Milford generally. There's lots of people living up in the Lag, for example, that cannot walk safely into town around the Mart area. You can't walk to the Mart safely with a footpath where there's other businesses, including a gym located. So this is something that benefits the whole community. It's also an integral part of the Columkill Trail, which is one of the most popular walking trails in Milford and indeed in this part of the county. One of the most beautiful, if I do say so myself. So again, that's why we're trying to link in with all available funding options to try and fill that gap and get more money secured so that phase two and hopefully a final phase could be tackled either in the latter half of 2026 or after that. My priority as a councillor of the area is to get that funding as soon as possible. And we need to look at all options to do that.
Yes, and here we are, Dr. Mohammed. We're at this point whereby we have the political will. We have a loose timeline, but we don't have time. You know, we potentially don't have time.
Yeah, exactly as you said, Greg. So as you said, and thankfully, Declan Meehan has been working on this already. But the problem, there are a few issues in here, as Declan Meehan said, that about that 80 kilometers per hour thing, and it won't be, we can't get the funding from that particular department, NTA. So it's, and as I said earlier, there are some people, it's not about how many people we are, you know, are walking on the roads. You know, even one life, we in terms of life, it's one life, it's not 1%, you know, it's one person. So even if one person can get hit by a car, get injured or lose their life, that's a massive, that will have massive impact on a whole of the community.
Yes, so, and you're right, Mohammed, and I'll bring Declan back in here. You know, unfortunately, we often say if something's not done, something could happen, but that's a really dodgy stretch, and people do have to walk it, Declan, and I just hope that we don't return to this story in the wake of a tragedy, as Dr. Mohammed quite rightly pointed out there. You know, one life altered, one life lost is one too many, and we are forewarned.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I suppose what I want to say as well is to thank Dr. Mohammed and his colleagues at Milford Health Centre for making this intervention, because it comes in a long line of representations from members of the community. This was a huge issue during the local election last year, not just in Milford, but on the doors in other towns as well, where people were referencing that stretch of road. So I want to welcome that intervention. Any interventions like this are very welcome, because it builds our case for the need for funding for this stretch of road. I would hate to be coming back on to the show, Greg, to discuss, you know, a fatality or even an injury that had taken place because that footpath was not in place. And as a result, it is a key priority of mine to get this over the line.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Declan Meehan, for joining us. I do appreciate your time this morning. And obviously, we'll pursue this with the relevant agencies as well, Doctor, to try and get some response in terms of funding and what have you. Because, you know, we're looking to be solution-focused now, right? We know what the problems are. We know what the potential hold-ups are. But we're in the solution stage of things now at this point, or at least that's where we need to be.
Perfect. No, thank you so much. Thank you. It's just at the end of the day, it's about protecting lives and making Milford safer.
100%. Thank you so very much indeed. That was Dr. Mohammed Mozam Gulzar, who is a GP in the Milford Health Centre. And he, along with other GPs and people, I'll mention them, in fact, Dr. Elizabeth Maxwell, Dr. Mona O'Boyle, Dr. Mary Sweeney, Nurse Anya Callahan, Nurse Fiona Gibbons, and Dr. Paklok Boris Cheng, all of them are so concerned for people. And the concerns, just to be clear, right, because sometimes these issues can get dragged into another topic. We've been discussing concerns about safety on this road and access to that hotel and other areas long before it was used as it